Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is Tuesday, the 29th day of June 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have Birgitta Jones-Dottier, member of the Icelandic Parliament, joining us. She is the spokesperson now for WikiLeaks, and the founder of WikiLeaks, who's been in hiding for the last month, with MSNBC reporting that there may be hit teams out there trying to kill him. The Pentagon admits they do have a worldwide manhunt out for him. And there's been new information out from this gentleman today through Birgitta Jones-Dottier. So you can bet the government operatives, the spooks, are going to be listening today. New information from him that he's going to stay under deep cover, that they are after him big time. And, of course, Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers has also reported that he had a hit team that's been declassified trying to hunt him down and kill him right after he leaked some of the information because he had more. So this is going to be a very informative update with Birgitta Jones-Dottier joining us with new developments, and I'll be able to squeeze as much info as I can out of her, as we're all extremely interested in this case, affects the free press worldwide. She's also moving with legislation, well, it's actually passed the parliament, to make it a free speech system over there and a zone for the internet to be free and as a command base to have a node of internet freedom to the rest of the world. So that's very, very exciting. This is the type of free speech zone we need, not one that limits speech, but one that is a fortress for liberty. So she'll be joining us coming out in the third hour. And then Larry Becraft, constitutional lawyer. He's won before the Supreme Court and other major courts of the land. And he's not into patriot mythology, but he is a patriot. He covers the facts, and I really trust his opinion. He'll be joining us to talk about Elena Kagan. Now, in the last few months, I've read her quotes about how the government can disappear speech that is politically incorrect and how the Second Amendment is not an individual right. But there's a video, that's the number one video on YouTube, number one political video right now, of her, because the U.S. Supreme Court, when she was Solicitor General, only allows audio of some of the hearings and never video. And there's audio of her pleading before the Supreme Court and arguing that books can be banned. Now, this will probably mean she gets confirmed even faster. But she spins it as if, well, we do have that on the books. We can ban books, but we're not exercising that. Oh, really? This has gotten some attention in major newspapers. Bruce Shore was watching a C-SPAN event last year and saw a senator talk about cutting off his unemployment benefits, and Mr. Shore sent an email saying, "Are you kidding? Are you insane?" That's a quote. "I will starve to death." And for calling them insane or asking, that is seen as, under the federal law, that is seen as annoying, and so it's a felony, and he's been indicted and is facing federal felonies. Now, the government said, though, "Oh, well, we've had this on the books since 1996, and this is the first time they're using it." That's the point. Bill Clinton signed an executive order in 1994. It's in my film, America Destroyed by Design, 1997. That's when I released that, where it said they're going to take blood at checkpoints, blood at DMVs to get driver's license, you know, drug testing to get unemployment. Just the government wants in your body. And just now they're starting to propose it in England and some parts of the U.S. Just now they're letting you know they took your baby's blood at birth. Yeah, we need to look at what's on the books. Why would they pass a law that they can ban books and then only want to use it later? You know, I don't use a gun at my house every day, but it's there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we'll take you to Iceland coming up in about 2 hours. The latest on the WikiLeaks situation and how this affects the press worldwide, and what are these new videos and documents they're saying they're going to be releasing that's got the Pentagon so upset they reportedly got death squads out there looking for the founder of WikiLeaks? Well, we'll go inside WikiLeaks through their spokesperson, Brigitte Jones-Dottier, coming up in the third hour. And then Larry Beecraft, constitutional scholar and lawyer, constitutional lawyer, will be joining us to talk about Elena Kagan. Now, I'm going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today. And I want to get your take specifically on some of the news I'm going to mention. But I would also ask callers that you can talk about whatever issue you want briefly. But then I want you to tell me something profound. What do you think the meaning of life is? What do you think is most important in this world? What is your philosophy if you had to sum up life? I mean, life is amazing. Look at the human heart. It beats from the time you're conceived right up until the time you die. One piece of equipment, our greatest science, can't even begin to mimic it. Or the unbelievable complexity of a blood cell, or a brain cell, a neuron. Think about how otherworldly it is, how we're on the middle of this beautiful planet, hurtling through space around the sun, deep in the cosmos, And there's all of this creation around us, and we don't even really notice it. We just go on about our business. Sunsets and thunderstorms and the wind and the forest and flowers and little birds outside your window making a nest in the tree. Baby squirrels, cottontails running around in the park at night. I mean, there's just so much beauty, so much good in the world, so much innocence. Children are so filled with wonder and creativity and that spark of creation. And this corporate system, this plastic, manufactured, dehumanized web is pulled up over our faces, over our psyches, over our souls, and we're just enveloped by the unreal, enveloped by the petty, enveloped by artificial social stratas. And we take for granted all the majesty that goes on around us. Well, I don't take it for granted. I am stunned and staggered every day to be outside in God's creation. I am stunned and staggered by the incredible technological developments that mankind has seen. I mean, you go back 6,000 years ago, there were a handful of human settlements where agrarian farming societies had come together for mutual defense and industry. And mathematics and language and medicine was then developed. And then we started dealing with the problem of predatory government. Predatory government. Where people had come together for defense, and they built little walled cities, and sometimes you had a good king and sometimes you had a bad king, and there were scientific elites who hoarded their knowledge and used their understanding, not just of mathematics and language and medicine and the stars and agriculture, but also their knowledge of how humans behaved and how they could manipulate fellow humans. And so it took humankind eons to pull themselves up to the point of no longer being hunter-gatherers, small bands on the edge of starvation, fighting off wild beast by night, scrabbling around the barren landscape by day, trying to eke out an existence, eons to come to the point of the small agrarian town, and then the fortress, and then the region, and the city-state, and then the countries and empires, and all in the last 100 years, we've seen Max Planck and others develop the theory of nuclei, of the atom. And from that knowledge, we've seen men like Albert Einstein develop the expanded calculations, and German scientists who give us the atomic bomb and atomic power. Think of it, man's mind in 1900, Max Planck, 1900, developed the equations that with precision calculated how to create a chain reaction. Other scientists by 1934 had developed specific blueprints for nuclear reactors and had brought them, both American, German scientists, Jewish scientists and others, had all basically simultaneously, that's the way it always works, at certain developmental levels in humanity, there's enough facts, enough information, enough daydreaming going on, enough belief that we can build something or manifest it, that simultaneously in three different countries, men developed detailed plans by 1934 to build nuclear reactors, and by 1939, it had officially been split. The atom had been split in Germany by German scientists, and it turns out it had been done before in the United States and other countries, but it had been brought to the scientist, the higher-up academics, and brought to the governments and brought to industry, and they couldn't even understand it or believe it, even though top physicists were telling them that theoretically the mathematics shows that this is what is going to happen. 1939, they finally made the academics who were in an old way of thinking understand, and when they physically split the atom. And here we are, 60 plus years ago, 70 years. Think about that. 70 years later, 71 years later, 39 to 2010. Here we are, and the military-industrial complex, the different corporate combines, they have been dumping unlimited trillions. Over $250 billion was spent in 1940s money to give you the A-bomb. That's the equivalent of, what, $10 trillion or so today? Trying to do the calculations this morning. It's in the trillions. That's the type of stuff I'm thinking about. Because I know that with the genetic engineering, they, for at least 5 years, admit that they have new genetic life forms that have over 100 different plants, animals, and insects in them. Do you have any idea how dangerous that is? The genetic chain reactions that all of the mathematics shows has already begun and already started, and how it will then affect other organisms that will then have mutations that will affect other organisms, and that mathematically it shows that there will be a disaster caused by what's already been done. It just takes time in genetics through the replication process, that all the genetics that this planet has known for millions of years is now being irrevocably violated and changed, and the people doing it admit that they know it has a great possibility of disaster, and there's tens of thousands of these things going on simultaneously, and so that it's a mathematics certainty it's going to cause global meltdowns and crises, and they don't care. Now, does American Idol matter, or does your waistline matter when you understand that information? Any of you that have children, how can you care about looking cool at church or some new business deal you're hoping to get so you can have a larger big screen television or take your wife to a better resort? There is no future if you don't make this the priority to realize just how serious this world is and how good this world is and how valuable it is. It's important to become informed. It's important to be involved. It's important to be part of the decision-making process as a species. It is vital to our survival that we have a true global debate about where this planet is going. Because the people that made the decision in the last 100 years on the course of civilization, whether it's right or wrong, for the sake of debate, I'll just say whether it's right or wrong, have made the decision that we are a disease, the majority of us, and must be eradicated, and they state it everywhere publicly, and the public is so weak-minded, most of them can't even look at the information because it's in a textbook or because it's in a globalist Davos, Switzerland meeting video cast. They just out of hand say it can't be true because they come face to face with something so big, so monstrous, so real. This is a group of elites that believe they are ascendant. They believe they are a different species from us. They believe that they are in power because they are the best. And they believe we are a disease killing the earth and that we are going to be removed. And everything we've seen up until this point is just the testing of soft kill weapons, the refining of covert agents. They've been seeing how many of us they can give degenerative diseases, how many of us they can kill covertly. They've been testing the medical establishment to see if low-level people can ever do their own research and discover what's happening and if they'll have the political will to stand up and say no. And there has been that political will by the majority of EPA and FDA scientists coming out and saying sodium fluoride causes bone cancer, brain damage, and reductions in fertility, and you know this, why are you doing it? They've been doing that for a decade, and the government just says we're not stopping. In fact, we're not going to put one part per million in the water. We're going to put 900 parts per million in most of the refined foods you're eating. I didn't even know that till yesterday. I did some research, I sent an email, and found it was just always gets 100 times worse than I even knew. They are just poisoning everything, ladies and gentlemen. And, I mean, are they right? Are you so cowardly and dumb and stupid that you can't even face what they're doing to you openly to try to stop it? They say you deserve it.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
Good day, Jim Newcomer, Midas Resources, June 29th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,235.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.78, $634.39 for a half ounce, or $317.19 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,268.78, $634.39, or $317.19.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Some news, and then I want to open the phones up specifically. What do you think the meaning of life is? Is humanity, is decency, is goodness worth fighting for? I mean, do some of you out there think I'm making up how dire our straits are, how real all this is? The globalists are openly saying they're preparing to strike Iran. That will undoubtedly lead to terror attacks going on nationwide, many of which will be staged as a pretext to make trillions more on no-bid weapons contracts in the next decade, trillions on domestic police state takeovers, Oh, yeah, they spent $1.2 billion just on 3 days at the G20. Again, they fund our destruction with our money. That's a huge payout to them. They are openly giving the Federal Reserve complete power over the entire economy to accelerate the robbing and looting, and they admit in the Washington Post it's at least $600 trillion in derivatives these criminals created, but they say that's a good thing. Now suddenly they're all over the news going, oh yes, the MMR shot is massively increasing children having seizures. It's good. Oh yes, your powdered eggs that you get at a fast food restaurant, 900 parts per million. And it goes on in the medical report to say this causes many adults and children to throw up. And that's when people are going, yeah, when I eat powdered eggs, I get a stomach ache. Never knew why. 900 parts per million? Bread can have 100 parts per million? One part per million in major studies causes a 10 to 20 point IQ reduction, depending on which study you look at, over a decade if children drink it. I mean, one part per million is devastating cumulative poison. 900 parts per million? It's in everything. Look at people. They look poisoned. Even if they're in good shape and exercising, people look poisoned. They're poisoning us. I mean, I can't even dislike thuggish police anymore. I can't dislike out-of-control tyrants, you know, mid-level anymore, because I realize they're just slaves, too. They're being poisoned. They're being killed. They have no idea. Yesterday, Steve Watson wrote an article about people at the G20, peaceful protesters singing Canada, O Canada, the national anthem, peacefully on a street corner, and the police charge them and at full speed and knock men, women, and children down and beat them in the head with batons and then march around on power trips beating their shields with their batons. And the headline, it's here in my stack, dealt with the fact that snatch and grabs are happening there. I had G20 people on. G20 reporters, and yesterday I was saying, at least you're not having unmarked cars pull up with plainclothes people, grabbing people and putting them in vans, like happened at the G20 in Pittsburgh. And they said, oh, no, that's happening, Alex. And then I got off the air and noticed that Steve Watson had posted a PrisonPlanet.com article with video after video. And even the London Guardian, which normally supports the police state, you know, it's pro-establishment, said one of their reporters was just off the street completely. And in front of other witnesses, other newspapers reported, because the reporters were all together, that they beat the guy and beat him. And he was begging, saying, why? And the cops were just laughing, beating him and punching him in the stomach and saying, stand him up. And then just beat. Well, you know what? See, those mindless cops in a mob, shark-like feeding frenzy of blood and destruction, there is the egghead scientist type that enjoys raw domination as well. But they do it coldly, quietly. They're 1,000 miles away when you're eating those powdered eggs that you get at the fast food restaurant that have 900. Let me just get the article here. Yeah, it's 900. 1,000 to 900 parts per million. I mean, you're drinking the water, you're eating the GMO food, you're being murdered slowly. You think you've got the raw power of the state and it's a religion that you're in charge, and if anybody gives you the smallest excuse, you're going to beat them to a pulp? Well, John P. Holdren, a little cold-blooded control freak scientist, they've got that same area of their mind that likes murder and death and oppression and injustice. And you know what? They're soft killing you. They're hitting you from a distance. And they know you don't have the mental strength to admit it to yourself. So, I mean, how do you hate some mindless aberration? I don't know. I just feel sorry for them. They're like a mad dog. And I noticed that at the G20, it looked like it was fake. And it turned out it was G20 security in plain clothes and in military uniforms grabbing people off the street. And I analyzed the video, and it looked like it was a staged event to create fear, so that word would spread. The national media did pick it up, which is another sign it was staged, and you know, say, oh my God, they're just snatching and grabbing people. Well, I analyzed the countless videos last night from the G20 in Toronto. It's not fake. They are brutally jumping on people's heads. Plainclothes men are dragging people off the black and blue vans. They are openly setting the precedent to snatch and grab you, put a bag over your head, and Soviet style drag you off to be tortured.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You know, if it wasn't true that State Department Memorandum 200 calls for a world government to reduce population forcibly, I deserve to get in trouble for it. If it isn't true that Bayer Pharmaceutical, they were caught in court 5 years ago, 6 years ago, knowingly for over a decade, mixing HIV with factor 8 blood product for hemophiliacs, you know, if that wasn't true, folks, I'd be sued off the air very quickly. I wouldn't be here. But I go on talk shows. I go on other people's radio shows. I went on Opie and Anthony for an hour and a half this morning. They invited me on. I know it's a very popular program. And I would tell them things like this, and then they would just say, well, that's your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. State Department Memorandum 200 is not my opinion. John P. Holdren talking about putting sterilants in the water, the White House Zion Czar, is not my opinion. United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment saying they want a world government for at least an 80% world population reduction. That is not my opinion. To have the UN and the IMF and World Bank call for a new global government where you pay your taxes to private central banks and every facet of our lives is regulated and controlled to destroy industrial society, that's a quote, is not my opinion. Don't you get it, folks? You can't choose what you want to be real and what you don't want to be real. So if you go to the doctor They say, Mr. Johnson, you have one of the most deadly types of brain tumors on your brainstem. Generally, at this advanced stage, you may only have weeks to live, maximum 2 months. Please get your affairs in order. And most of the time, I've read in the medical journals, people laugh and go out and say, oh, I'm getting a second opinion, that doctor's nuts. Most people, now if you study it 100 years ago, if somebody was told they're terminal, people were tough about it, and they'd say, okay, and get ready. But not Americans, not modern Westerners. We think perception's reality. Oh, that's not true. I don't have a terminal brain tumor. But then later, once they can't walk and they're having trouble breathing, they're there with their family getting their stuff in order. I mean, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I mean, I was shook up last night. My wife, you know, came in while I was eating dinner, and she came in when I got in bed early last night because I had to get up at 5 a.m., and she said, what's wrong? And I just said, you know what's wrong. You know what's wrong. We've got three great children. Unfortunately, I've been right about everything. It's only getting worse. It's all coming to a head. And I just wish I had better powers of persuasion to reach out to people and to get them to understand how serious this is. When the show ended, when I was on Opie and Anthony for an hour and a half, when it ended, the last 3 minutes, they had it potted up on the ISDN line in our control room here. We did it studio to studio, because if stations have ISDNs, we'll do it over that so they have better quality. And I heard the last 3 minutes, I'm like, Alex is a nice guy. Yeah, he's a popular radio host, but he is just that, a radio host. You know, he's doing that for ratings, and I'm sure that's not the person he really is. You know, I always get that all the time, or somebody will walk up on the street and say, is your name really Alex Jones? I mean, do you really believe all this stuff you talk about? Ladies and gentlemen, you shouldn't be asking me if I really believe what I'm saying. You should be out finding out if it's true. You know, I wonder, after I talked to those cops Sunday at a barbecue joint, four cops eating dinner, I walked over to them and told them about the New World Order, the world government, how sodium fluoride attacks all their organs. If they care about their family, please research it. How they've got decisions to make about what side they're going to be on. And they actually looked like they took it and received it well. And one of them said, yeah, I know about the world government. They clearly knew who I was, at least some of them. But I wonder if after I left, they kind of laughed it off, you know, just because they were uncomfortable. And, oh, yeah, tinfoil hat. Let me tell you something. Tinfoil hat, saying tinfoil hat doesn't cover you having chemical weapons put in your food and water that are guaranteed to reduce the length of your life and to really damage your brain and rob you of your intellect and your psyche. I mean, I respect your mind. I respect your life. I respect your private property. I love my fellow humans. You understand that? I have a deep and abiding love of the truth and of everything good, and it upsets me to see them hurting you. And all I want to do is to see you stand up as men and women and at least go look at the facts so you'll know I'm not lying to you. To see these people that think they could just make jokes about it. To see these people. And I'm ashamed of myself. You know, I get worldly. I get angry. I get nasty. I feel powerless. That's when I tend to get nasty. Yesterday, watching Kagan snarling at the Congress and knowing all the evil things she's written and supported as Solicitor General and as a Clinton-era hack operative and as a pro-partial birth abortion carrion crow. And I started, you know, getting down to name-calling and calling her a demonic pelican and calling her John Wayne Kagan Gacy, and she looks like an evil clown. I noticed up on the Alex Jones channel, Dave, who runs the Alex Jones channel, actually found the penguin from Batman, from the theatrical release, and it actually is her. I mean, I swear you could, but still, that's infantile. I should cover what she said and what she stands for. I shouldn't attack her for how she looks, because that's wrong, because there are a lot of good people who are ugly and who don't deserve to be compared to her. I'm ugly compared to a lot of people, and I'm getting uglier. And the most beautiful woman out there is going to be ugly when they're old. But it's their deeds that are important. I don't know. There's something beautiful about an old, sweet woman's hands and the wrinkles. You know what I mean. It's what's inside Kagan that makes her even more ugly. It's like a demonic light shining out of that bulbous face. And I was just tuned in last night while I was doing research and heard about 10 minutes of my show, and I turned it off and wanted to throw up. I am an embarrassment. I am. You don't understand what it's like, ladies and gentlemen, to know the score, to know the cost, to know how serious this is, to know it's real, and then to fall down and screw around the way I do. But you know what? We're all an embarrassment, but we're also all an enlightenment. We're also all, there's the best in us, there's the worst in us, and that's what it is to be human. And I'm just here to tell you that we've got to defeat this new world order. We have got to reach out to as many people as we can and wake them up now. You know, yesterday I kept saying I'd get to the news, and I never even really got to much of it. I covered some, more than most talk shows get to, because they're so full of mindless fluff. But we're going to go to Carlton, Luke, Robert, Nathan, Frank, and others here in just a moment. But let me just read some of the headlines of the five stacks I had today. Let me just read to you some of the headlines I have here in front of me today. Stocks tumble. They're down about 250 points right now. Stocks tumble on global economic worries. Stocks interest rates tumbled Tuesday after fresh signs of a global economic slowdown spooked investors. U.S. markets are following those in Asia, which fell when Japanese data showed the nation's recovery has slowed and the European indexes fell sharply after Greek workers walked off the job to protest steep budget cuts. Well, yeah, because it's money they don't owe. G8 fully believes Israel will attack Iran, says Italian Prime Minister. That's out of Haaretz. And now the U.S. aircraft carrier has arrived. It's right off the coast of Iran. And, of course, they passed sanctions against them, which are acts of war. And there's Israel saying, again, they're getting ready to strike. And the word out of Bilderberg is that we told you 3 weeks ago is they're going to hit them. It's been given the green light for the first time. Now, an act of God can change this, but a lot of good old boys are out there going, good, kill me some Arabs. They're not even Arabs. Remember, you're going to pay for this war. We're already bankrupt. The government's going to use the fake patriotism of this new war to get everybody to rally around the government while they pass the banking takeover, while they pass the carbon taxes, while they wait for that hurricane to come in and blow all that oil up on shore so they can get a big emergency going. You're being attacked just like the Iranian people by the scientific dictatorship. You better understand that. We got a lot more in common with the Iranian people. Lord knows their government's corrupt. But we got a lot more in common with them than we do with the New World Order. So those of you that feel some primitive tribal power trip and imagining the annihilation of your tribal enemy, because the news told you your tribal enemy is those Persians, those poor Persians have had their government overthrown twice by us. Oh, yeah. Those Persians have put up with 8 years of our government running al-Qaeda attack squads. This is admitted against their Shiite government, bombing police, military, killing their generals, killing, bombing schools. I mean, our government admits they do this. And Iran lays there and takes it, knowing the United States, Israel, wants to nuke them. You think the globalists don't want to nuke your butt? They are nuking you with the food. They're nuking the food you eat. The globalists want you dead, folks. They want you out of the way. They don't need physical slaves anymore. They've got robotics. Okay? They understand that they are having trouble maintaining control. They want you out of the way. Look at this. G8 fully believes Israel will attack Iran, says Israeli Prime Minister. Obama doctrine. Congress just declared preemptive war on Iran. Yeah, just like they passed a resolution in 2002 saying whatever the president wants to do, do it. Not a declaration of war. Not Congress saying this is how you prosecute the war. Here's the war. Here's the enemy. Now you carry it out. You execute. See, the football coach is the Congress. And they give the orders, the plays, to the quarterback that is the executive. And the referees are the judges. You understand how that works? The Congress, because it's the biggest body of the people, and it's the most divided, because they didn't want a dictator coming to control, so it's separation of powers, the Congress represents the states, the House and the Senate, and so it is the football coach. And it gives the plays to the quarterback, and he executes it. You understand that? You understand that? You can read the Federalist Papers. It's the Congress has got the trump and the referees of the courts. The referees can't make up new rules. The quarterback can't make up new rules. The Congress is the football coach and the inventor of the game. They created the country. They make the rules and they execute the plays. You understand that? Now, what's democracy? Democracy is you get 100,000 fans out there and the 22 members of the two teams stand up there and say, who do you think's most popular? You 100,000 drunken fans, you decide who the dictator of the game will be. And the fans say, okay, well, we say the Cowboys win because it's a home game. And the Redskins lose. Democracy is a stinking fraud. We put the Congress together. We decided that everybody's rights would be guarded. And then it calls the shots. But no. Obama doctrine. Congress just declared preemptive war on Iran. They just told Obama, the quarterback, do whatever you want, pal. I'm going to go up the stands and get drunk. War with Iran has already been declared by the powers that be, and the modern quasi-declaration happened last Thursday using the same legislative and propaganda playbook that led to the Iraq war. The U.S. government has just officially declared war on Iran. Reuters reported Congress on Thursday approved tough new unilateral sanctions aimed at squeezing Iran's energy and banking sectors, which could also hurt companies from other countries doing business with Tehran. The House of Representatives passed the bill, 408-8, and sent it to President Barack Obama to sign into law. The Senate had hoped it to be a 99-0 earlier in the day. Congress hasn't officially voted on the declaration of war since World War II. In modern times, they use creative wording in bills that authorize the broad use of force across borders and the sweeping war on terror. And it goes on through all of that and how the UN really has the authority. Here's another one. China denies military exercise aimed at the U.S. That's out of Reuters. In a briefing to Congress, General Petraeus said the security situation in Afghanistan remains tenuous, with instability fueled by resilient and still confident insurgency. See, your attitude's important. Tribal tensions, political challenges, and competition for influence in the future. Petraeus said in an answer to advanced questions submitted to him by the Senate Armed Services Committee. You know why you can't conquer Afghanistan? Number one, they're red-blooded. Number two, they're prehistoric. But number three, and most important, they're all divided against each other. That's why the fathers that founded this country, the founding fathers, said, we need division. We need gridlock. You get a big government working well, it's going to rob you. And you're seeing that now, aren't you? Bigger the government gets, the more they can't get anything done except rob you. It's designed to be an electronic straitjacket. Alex to become hurricane as swells reach Gulf spill. It had been hoped that the hurricane would take more of a westerly, southwesterly path into central Mexico. Instead, it's now veering up towards northern Mexico coast, the northeastern coast, and the south Texas coast. Governor Rick Perry has declared a state of emergency on the Texas coast. This is Bloomberg. Alex to become hurricane as swells reach Gulf spill. And so the hurricane now in the track it's sending out is already causing the oil to start moving in towards shore. And they're saying it's going to be one of the biggest hurricane seasons on record because the sun just ignited. It's like a light bulb where it kind of fades and then gets bright again and fades and gets bright again. For 3 years, it's been real dim. It was real active. And so the earth was getting warmer. Now it's been getting cooler. Now that sucker is heating up. And look out. It's going to heat up those waters. And here comes the hurricane. Here comes the cyclones. Here comes the typhoons in the Pacific. And Obama's done his job well, blocking the Dutch and the Taiwanese. The Taiwanese ship we covered yesterday can scoop up more oil than all U.S. ships combined. It's designed for it. Hundreds of thousands of barrels a day. In fact, guys, that was in my stack yesterday. Will you reprint? Just search the term Taiwanese oil ship waiting to be given authorization for aid. I know it said it's more than all the ships can suck up combined right now, and that there's dozens of such ships available that have all been offering to come, but this particular one's the biggest in the world. And they're just saying no, no. I mean, this one ship, it was some unbelievable amount. I want to say 50,000 barrels, but it's just incredible. But no, because it's all got to sit there and wait for the hurricanes. They can't allow the states to block it because Obama's going to use that to get more federal funds and pass the carbon tax, as he's now said. I mean, that wasn't a hard prediction to make. And we have to sit here and watch it. This is a sacrifice. It's sacrificing Obama's approval rating. It's going to sacrifice the approval rating of BP. They'll just change their name. What was that, guys?
500,000 barrels a day. See, I knew that. That's AP. Now, there's the article on screen. I knew that, but then my mind couldn't believe one ship could get 500,000 barrels, so I downgraded it psychologically to 50,000. That's why I knew. Print that for me. Yeah, 500,000 gallons. Huge oil-skimming ship makes Virginia stop. And it goes on to say it's begging. The Taiwanese-owned ship, built as the world's largest skimming vessel, was preparing to sail Friday evening to the scene of the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Meanwhile, I'm on opening in Anthony telling them this. They're saying, that's your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. They admit the ship's the biggest in the world at this 500,000 barrels. And they're blocking it. And they blocked all the other Dutch ships and Norwegian ships. They've got some of the other big ones. There are dozens and dozens and dozens. One report I said saw a few days ago said there's over 100 of these just in our hemisphere ready to come in and deal with this. But no, can't have it. One ship, 500,000 barrels. No, 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 no. And George Washington University Medical Center reporting, emergency medical physicians respond to oil spill syndrome in the Gulf Coast. More news on that as people get deathly ill from all the fumes. Imagine when that blows into shore. Exactly what the terrorist Obama wants.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Okay.
I hear the train coming.
You've got my guarantee when I start the next hour, I'm going to take 45 minutes of calls, one after the other. And then the last 15 minutes will be news because there's a bunch of news. I haven't gotten through one stack, but I did just cover part of the first stack. So that is coming up. But back to the Gulf. It is now 100% confirmed, 70-plus days into this disaster, 70-plus days into this situation, and now we know why, since day one, they wouldn't let the states and counties block the estuaries, why they wouldn't let them put up sand berms, why they would just, and it's been confirmed over and over again that BP will call out some people to clean up a beach while the news media is there, and as soon as they leave, they just tell everybody to go home. Because their BP is getting its own cleanup money. BP pays its own subsidiaries to do the cleanup, and then doesn't do the cleanup, and doesn't hire one-tenth of the people they need, and then keeps the money. They've invested in derivatives, the $20 billion they're putting in that fund. They're going to end up making money off this, and they're just going to change their name. And then they're going to get the carbon tax that their banker owners need, that literally completes the world government funding system. This is a political sacrifice, just like in chess. And we need to start beating the drum now that Obama is blocking, by design, all relief efforts that aren't under his control, and the relief efforts that are under his control are being done in a minimalistic way that is ineffective by design to make the situation as bad as it can be. That is their nomenclature. That is their psychology. That is the MO of the globalist. Just like Katrina. Bring in food and water. Make people stay at the sports dome. Don't give them food and water 10 feet away. Don't let them walk out on their own bridges. Shoot them if they try to leave. That's confirmed. Feds ordered it. Cops that followed orders all went to prison for it. Then everything falls apart, and they say, look, we need more funds. FEMA needs more power. Because presidents and FEMA directors are meant to look bad and be destroyed politically and fall on their sword for the system to get more power. You understand that? And so when all that oil comes in, we've only seen the tip of the iceberg. We've only seen a tiny fraction of it. When those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of gallons of oil filled with all the toxic benzene and lead, mercury, and the rest of it, when it hits the shores and comes up those waterways and up those rivers and is blown in many, many miles by the hurricane and all these other hurricanes that will form in the next few months, we got 4 or 5 months of hurricane season ahead of us, right through into November, so July, August, September, October, November, yeah, 5 months of it. We got 5+ months of hurricane season. It's starting early with Alex. And they're not going to allow anybody to scoop that up. They need the biggest disaster they can get. Now, I'm about to end the first hour. Don't forget, we have the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. The best material to wake people up. When you purchase books and videos and T-shirts, it also supports our operation. InfoWars.com. Receive all my films in super high quality and the simulcast of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And I want to thank all of you that have gotten the T-shirts, books, and films. You've had a massive effect out there educating people, and you've made this transmission and our further work possible. God bless you. So InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. Wonderful, folks. MySolarBackup.com, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators that our listeners just love from Solutions from Science. Supply household current whenever and wherever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, or for your work shed or whatever, mysolarbackup.com, or call and get a free information package at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Mysolarbackup.com. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.